Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about fear of failure. Do you have that fear? Have you been beaten down? Many of us experienced high school, like we mentioned on the last one about the fear of man.
Right.
But right away related to that came the failures associated with that.
Right.
Many of you have tried things. Maybe you've gone through a divorce. Maybe you failed in a business or failed at a job. You read a lot of the stories that come in at Christian Leaders Institute,
mm-hmm.
and it's amazing how the Lord has taken so many people through failure.
Right.
But because we know what this is, the fear of failure can linger and be sticky.
Yes.
And just kind of make your life can be miserable. And in the early church, they, as a new movement, I know it all started really great at Pentecost. I mean, you've got this great high. Jesus rises from the dead. He ascends on high. He gives the Holy Spirit. But it isn't long, and there's pushback. And there's pushback in every city.
Mm-hmm.
And when Paul would visit a city, he would often, we'd read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that he'd be pressed and beaten, but not destroyed. So in some ways, you can understand it. And we also see here in 1 Thessalonians, Paul addresses some of that.
Right. Brothers, that our visit to you was not a failure. We had previously suffered and been insulted in Philippi, as you know. But with the help of our God, we dared to tell you his gospel in spite of strong opposition.
So the truth is, that God has a plan,
mm-hmm.
but we could experience that plan through a series of failures, but then the Apostle Paul says, no, they were not failures.
Right. It may have looked like it was a failure, but it was not.
So the first way to overcome failure is to know that God has a plan,
right?
And if you will dare do and dare be obedient and dare move forward, he has a plan, and it might look like a failure. Like everything in your life might look like a failure, or many things in your life may look like it's a failure. But if you stay close to the Lord, he uses all things. What is it? Romans chapter 8. All things
work together
for your good. Romans 8:28.
Yeah.
Check that out for us. But it's all things work to good.
Right,
so, go ahead and look it up.
I think that is.
We're not pretty sure about that. But all things work for good for those who trust him.
Yes.
So that is, God has a plan for you, and that plan is for your blessing and the blessing of others. Romans 8:20.
Yeah.
I didn't fail on that one.
And we know that in all things, God works for the goods of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, there it is.
In fact, failure is often part of the harvest reward.
Yeah, Galatians 6 verse 9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
I love to play golf, and I've been doing it since I was a boy, and that game is just a game of failure. Now, you are into golf, and we play it together.
I do.
And
when I first started, all that failure did make me think about quitting a few times.
Right. But you keep at it.
And yesterday we had a really, really fun match. We were just having a nice afternoon and walking together, but we really both played really well.
We did.
It was a lot of fun.
So we felt like the harvest reward.
Yeah.
And I feel that way too, like in the ministry. I mean, when we started Christian Leaders, it was hard.
Yeah.
And when...
Yeah.
And we were confronted, and people, it was as if we were learning how to golf, and all we were doing is hitting the ball in the woods for years. But every little by little, we learned.
Right.
And in fact,
in the fairway.
Fairway.
Made down to the green.
Right.
Hole in one.
And what we learned is to learn quickly. Put your ego in the background.
Yeah.
Whatever you learn quickly. Don't be afraid of failure.
Right.
And learn
from it.
We all fail forward.
Yeah.
That was a failure, but you know what? We're going to fail forward.
Fail.
And that's
learn
what we
it.
read in Philippians.
Yep, 4 verse 9. Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
You know, there's a certain playfulness of being an image bearer, redeemed. One that you don't have to have your ego. You don't have to be right all the time. You don't have to, please man. Your identity is not found here, but it's found in heaven.
Yeah.
So then when you're processing life, life comes to you and you learn and then you fail. But then you don't take it so personal because it's not this event that destroys you. It's an opportunity to grow and to change and to, mm-hmm. And it's freeing.
Right.
So many of you, in including us, we understand that, don't we? I mean, we understand that life has its downers.
Right.
But if you get, too connected to your downers, then depression sets in and self-loathing. In golf, we have that statement. It's like, if you hit it out of bounds, forget it. Because you don't want to take self-loathing into the next shot.
Right.
Okay, yeah. And that's sort of a metaphor for, you don't want to take self-loathing of the past into your present.
Right.
So it's like, stay close to the Lord. Now, there's another kind of failure we should probably talk about. That's the failure that we all have in common, the failure of sin.
Right.
Okay. Now, we have been born again. Our sin was paid for on the cross. So there's an already God sees us as his child. Nothing can change that. But when we do fall into sin or we fall to temptation, that is a form of failure too.
Right.
So... And yet, it's not a failure that's so detrimental that we become, depressed all the time.
No.
In fact, we hear that...
We overcome failure by confession, as 1 John 1, verse 9 says. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Okay. So, even the failure of our broken humanity is addressed by Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't even have to... get stymied by that.
Right.
As I look back on failure, in Jesus Christ, failure is not an enemy. It's actually more and more of a friend.
Right. Can learn.
Yeah.
Learn from it. Grow from it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you move through it.
That's
you grow in it.
Feeling forward kind of idea.
Yeah. In fact, you can see it as a beautiful... thing, because we don't want our egos to get in the way, and often failure has a way of sort of diminishing that proudful wanter.
Right.
And then with confession, when we fail because of the passions that war inside of our souls, that which we want to do, we don't do, and the sinful struggle, we also know that we can rise up out of that funk because Jesus rose from the dead and defeated sin.
Yep.
So fear of failure is ultimately rooted in a spiritual walk.
Right.
And I've noticed, and we've all noticed, how people do get stymied by failure.
Right.
So as you reflect on your own personal process of failure, how have you processed failure? What are ways that you can restore failure and make failure as an opportunity for you to grow with the Lord and to even overcome it, victory, so that more and more God might use you to proclaim the gospel?
Yep.